everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Overthink. And I'm Ben Helms, host of Best Album Ever.
And I'm Jason Helms, host of such shows as How to Read Comics. What exactly am I watching here?
Show off.
Yeah. Oh, I got like four more, I think. I don't know.
I know. I think I might too. But you have to pick your favorite and say it really quickly so we can keep it moving. These people on holiday break. You know,
I'm new at this.
So you don't have time to be sitting here listening to long podcasts. So
they have angry political conversations with distant relatives. They've got nothing to do but listen to this right now.
That's true. People they see once a year that they need to be really angry about. I understand.
Yeah, it's important.
But we're only doing one episode, one podcast this week on the network, and we wanted to throw a little kind of best of. You know, when you're binging Seinfeld or binging Friends and they put together like, oh, this is all the funny stuff that we've done over the past year. And it's great at the time in 2001 or 1995. But when you're binging them, it's like, oh, this is the best of the things that you've watched the past 12 hours.
Just watched those.
Right. You don't want that. So this isn't a best of, but this is kind of all of the Overthink hosts getting together and telling you, the listener, kind of what are some other great podcasts that we listen to, right?
I like to think of it as what we're thankful for podcast category. So yes, exactly. Specific what I'm thankful for. We're just going to go around the table here.
Figuratively holding hands, virtually holding hands around the Thanksgiving turkey now. And we're all going to tell the listeners, you know, these are some podcasts we really enjoy that aren't on the Overthink Podcast Network. Jay, you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thankful for... No. We don't have to do it that way. I picked Feminist Frequency Radio. This is a podcast I've just started listening to. Feminist Frequency has been around for, like almost a decade, I think. But their podcast is only two episodes old. So it's brand new, just came out, run by Anita Sarkeesian. She's probably the most famous person there at Feminist Frequency. She was involved in Gamergate kind of tangentially. But she does really cool feminist analysis of video games. That's kind of her general shtick. And so with Ebony Astor and Carolyn Pettit, they now host Feminist Frequency Radio, where they analyze pop culture. It's really entertaining. It's really fun. It's really smart. And it's, I don't know, I think maybe it's just me that I think you're either going to get like shallow pop culture analysis, like somebody who doesn't really play video games but knows a lot of feminist theory, or somebody who knows a lot about video games and doesn't have much feminist theory. They're really balanced in terms of these things. They are going to critique stuff based on how true Justice League is to the actual DC comics, at the same time that they quote some Judith Butler or something like that. So it's a really cool balance. Nice. And very entertaining and fun.
That's cool. Nice.
So that's mine. Ben, how about yours?
Yeah, I already recorded mine like nine different times, so I'm not even going to try it a tenth time, and I'm just going to go to that right now. Right. So thanks again. Happy holidays, safe travels, and all that good stuff. And thanks again for listening to the podcast. Hey, Ben here, host of Best Album Ever and a bunch of Overthoughts episodes. I would say my favorite Men of Low Moral Fiber, non-West Coast bias, non-Overthink show podcast would be This Is Only a Test, hosted by Norman Chan and his host of Tested.com compatriots. It's just a really good weekly podcast where they talk about tech, science, nerd, pop culture stuff. So, you know, it's mainly about tech. That's kind of the main thing of the show, and their website, Tested.com, where they test new phones, cameras, you know, and just about any TVs, that kind of stuff from like wirecutter.com, same kind of topics as that. And then they also get into big pop culture stuff, kind of things pushing on the leading edge of science they'll get into. It's like reading the New Yorker, except as a podcast and a little more understandable, I guess, and maybe less social. So it's not like reading the New Yorker at all, but very entertaining every week. It can be anywhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours. So you can kind of divvy it up throughout the week. It's just a really nice, refreshing, positive, informative podcast that I look forward to every single week. And they also have another Tested.com podcast. They had one called A Bunch of Dads. That was a bunch of dads talking about parenting kids. That was really fun, but that is no longer there. But you can still find that in the archives. What I was going to say though, is they have one called Still Untitled that is co-hosted by Adam Savage from Mythbusters fame. That's just about his adventures in movies and in tech and through Mythbusters. And that has a very long catalog, 3 or 4 years now, at least. where they do a weekly show as well. It's very entertaining, really funny, and just, yeah, it's a good time. So check that out. Hey, everybody, your comic book newbie Nick here from How to Read Comics. I just wanted to weigh in real quick on my favorite podcast of the fall. And so far, it's been a podcast called Wonderful. It's hosted by Griffin and Rachel McElroy of the McElroy family of podcasts. They also, Griffin's also in Adventure Zone and My Brother and Me. There's a whole slew of podcasts that they do, but this one in particular is a little different. He and his wife, Rachel, just get together and talk about the things that are they find wonderful in their life. Things like chili and Fraggle Rock and poetry and board games. And they dive a little deeper, kind of like our podcast does, into the history of some of these things, what makes them so wonderful. Lots of jokes and just fairly wholesome. Not going to say there isn't any swearing in it, but just good to hear a husband and wife duo have a good time recording a podcast and talking about just wonderful things. It's a positive way to listen to podcasts with so many negative things out there. It's been a surprising joy for me to listen to, and I've gotten a lot of great music tips from there, a lot of great board games to go play with friends, and just things that would maybe not necessarily be on your radar, but are really, really good things for you to enjoy in your life. So again, I would, my recommendation is a podcast called Wonderful. You can find it at MaximumFun.org or just type in the word wonderful wherever you find podcasts. So that's Nick from How to Read Comics signing out.
Hey there, Overthinkers. Corrigan here, and I have a couple suggestions for you. First and foremost, my dad wrote a porno. I've recommended this on my podcast, Up is of Great Importance, so if you've listened to that, you've heard me rave about it. It's a British fella whose dad wrote an erotic novel, and it's terrible. And he reads bits of it every week. He reads a chapter of it every week with his two friends who then comment on it in sort of a mystery science theater-y way. It's hilarious. It's full of great Britishisms. Don't listen to it while driving because you might crash your car. I found myself in tears many, many times listening to it. So I highly recommend it. I recommend it to pretty much anyone I encounter in any situation, whether it's appropriate or not. You'll be doing the same thing. So check that out. The other one I want to recommend is similarly inappropriate. It's called Last Podcast on the Left. If you're into all that creepy stuff like murder and cults and crime, this is the podcast for it. It's super amazingly researched, but it's also really, really funny. So if you're into things like My Favorite Murder, it's like that, but even better. Recently, I've listened to one about the Children of God cult. I listened to one about L. Ron Hubbard, about Robert Picton, the Canadian pig farmer killer. There's so many really crazy and interesting episodes, and you learn all kinds of stuff that you are going to repeat around the water cooler and scare everyone off that you know. So if that's your deal, check out Last Podcast on the Left. It's super not safe for work. Listen, they're a bunch of progressive dudes. They also make some very off-color, offensive jokes. So prepare yourself for that. But it's a great cast. I recommend it. And of course, naturally, I recommend everything on this fine network, The Overthink. That said, have some happy holidays, folks. And enjoy your podcasting.
Hey, Overthinkers, Chad here, and I have a few podcasts that I'm very thankful for, and I'm thankful for podcasts really just in general. I think they're a great way to stay informed, have fun, learn, but something I really would like to recommend is the West Wing Weekly. It's a great podcast about the TV show The West Wing, which is my favorite TV show, but that will really only work if you've seen The West Wing. So if you're traveling and you're looking for a really good traveling podcast, I really have to recommend Shut Your Five Hole. This is a hockey podcast hosted by two lovely ladies, Meg and Piper. They're awesome because they, and if you don't know much about hockey, this is a great podcast to listen to because these girls will get you into hockey. They know a lot about the sport. They love the sport, but their love really shows through and their passion shows through in this podcast. But if you don't know anything, they'll be the ones to teach you, and it's really fun. I also think it's great to get their progressive perspective and also just to see women going out there and talking about sports and in the way that they do it really, I think, is entertaining. And I learn a lot. Hockey is one of my favorite things, and I think it's a great way to approach a sport in a very different way than I had before. They just did a good episode on women's hockey as well and how the great things the USA Women's Hockey Organization is doing. And so not only is the podcast entertaining and really gets me excited even more about hockey than I was before, but it also really gets me informed about some really great things that sports can do just beyond, you know, just baselessly entertaining people. So I really recommend Shut Your Five Hole. Now that's Shut Your is Y-E-R, Five Hole. And if you don't know what that means, it's a great podcast to learn exactly what that means. So Shut Your Five Hole with Megan Piper. That's my recommendation. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hey y'all, it's Heather with Shaken Not Stirred. I'm really excited to have the opportunity to talk about some of my favorite podcasts, many of them which led me to my own journey of creating my own. A special shout out to Jaden XD. They used to have a podcast called Two Guys and a Girl. It's now Jaden XD. But that was the very first podcast that I was introduced to. Love their energy. Love how they show up unapologetically and just shooting the shit. So I still enjoy listening to them. It's been, let's see, a good, I don't know, however they've been on now. I've been with them since the beginning. So shout out to you all. I also absolutely love The Read. Crystal and Kid Fury give me life. I look forward to them coming out every week. It's the first thing I listen to when I get up in the morning. I have so many laughs, and it always brings me out of if I'm in like a bad mood or something. They're always a comic relief. So if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to The Read, please do. Lastly, I really enjoy Ear Hustle. Ear Hustle is relatively new. It's a podcast that is recorded and put on by inmates of the San Quentin prison. It is phenomenal. It's so eye-opening. It really gets into the prison system. I think it's something that we need to pay a lot more attention to than we do as a society. It's definitely helped me develop empathy around things that happen, how folks get there. And so currently they're on hiatus, but I can't wait until they come back for their second season. So those are just some of my favorites. There are many, many more, but those are at the top of my list. So check them out, support, and I hope you tune in to my next episode.
Hey, sports fans. This is Brent Peterson, co-host of West Coast Bias, which is now a part of the Overthink Network. It's great to be a part of this venture. I feel like a freshman to all this, but I'm wide-eyed and excited to expand our audience as a part of the Overthink. I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners out there, those who like to listen to our wildly opinion-taking, game-previewing, beer-drinking venture that is known as West Coast Bias. But as you travel to Grandma's house for some turkey and stuffing, I want to recommend another podcast for you, one that is actually not a part of our network, but is called The Low Post, L-O-W-E. It is my personal favorite podcast to listen to. The show features ESPN's NBA writer Zach Lowe as he talks to various basketball people about various basketball things, as the show so describes for itself. But it can be a show that gets into the weeds a little bit about the NBA, but also has extremely brief but fun rabbit trails that talk about life and pop culture and everything else. It's something I very much enjoy. On the latest episode, Jeff Van Gundy was on. Jeff Van Gundy, former head coach of the New York Knicks and now a current color commentator for ESPN and ABC broadcasts. And they got to talking about the Western Conference and everything else. So a lot of fun to listen to, and perfect for your Thanksgiving hoops fix if you're looking for that. as you travel. Anyway, so thank you very much again for listening to our podcast and being a part of the Overthink Network, a network that is very thought-provoking and has great shows to listen to, including West Coast Bias. Have a great Thanksgiving, safe travels, and remember, when it comes to TV, pop culture, and art in general, remember to overthink.
Hey everyone, this is Dominic, co-host of What Exactly Am I Watching Here? And I am talking to you about a podcast I just started listening to. A friend of mine recommended it to me. I'm really enjoying it, and it's called Uncivil. It is produced from Gimlet Media, and they go back and basically doing untold or undiscussed portions of the Civil War. And so it's a new podcast, just started. And for me, having a cursory knowledge of the Civil War, but really not having an in-depth knowledge or comprehension of what went on, and even just the deeper elements to it, and just the smaller untold stories. And so really adding nuance to what can be glossed over too much of the time, and especially in this current political climate where nuance and grace is a much needed thing, to have such a podcast like Uncivil giving time to particular stories of that era, I think is incredibly necessary. They're awesome podcasts. They're about half an hour long, and I would wholeheartedly recommend it. So again, it's called Uncivil, produced through Gimlet Media. Their site is uncivil.show, and it's available wherever podcasts are available. So happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, Overthinkers, this is Sean Thompson from the West Coast Bias Podcast. Just wanted to chime in with a couple of my favorite podcasts that I've been listening to lately. One is called How I Built This. It's by a guy named Guy Raz. It's powered by NPR. And it's simply some quick 30-minute interviews with serial entrepreneurs, CEOs, just telling the story of how famous companies like Instagram and Airbnb, Bumble, and a bunch of other companies got started. It's very fascinating to hear kind of the struggles and how some of these really big companies got started. It's really cool. It's really inspiring. The other podcast that I'm listening to right now is Revisionist History by Malcolm Gladwell. It's a really cool look at some lesser known stories in history, how history may have gotten them wrong, and deep dive into what we can learn about them today. Hope you get to check them out, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, we've had some good times here today.
Oh, man. It's been good.
So Ben, you want to tag it for us?
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. Check out our website, overthinkpod.com. And we're pretty much at overthinkpod everywhere else. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check us out. Follow us. Like us. Be our friend, please. We need it. We like it. We crave it.
Right.
And yeah, keep subscribe, rate, all that fun stuff. But, you know, more than everything else, enjoy your family. Don't talk about politics.
Don't.
Have a good time. Savor the moments. Life is short. I don't know. You got anything else to add to that?
Drive a wedge into your family this week.
Yeah.
No, I got some great advice from Dear Prudence this week.
Okay.
And she was talking about people writing in saying, hey, I don't want to ruin Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to ruin the holidays.
Right.
But this is an issue. And she said, the holidays aren't like a magical thing. Just ruin it.
Like, that's fair.
Don't go in there just for drama and just to have fun. But like, if you are cowering because of an abusive family member who holds you here and just guilt trips you or something, like, just say, like, hey, Aunt Cheryl, that's not cool. Like, maybe don't talk to me like that. Right. That's an okay thing to do. So those of you who are wondering right now, I give you that freedom. I echo Dear Prudence. Go ruin the holidays. And maybe you'll end up better for it.
Especially if you're standing up for yourself and or family and or a group of people.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably okay to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have our blessing.
And Jason has given you permission, and I am saying that you don't even need Jason's permission.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Nice. All right. We've done our deed.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. See ya.